The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
Welcome back to the WTKA's Playground. It's a special edition on Saturday, not Sunday. Right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. We're going to take this all the way up. Miss, this will not be our last. We won't take another break. We'll take this all the way up to 57, whatever.
Fair enough.
You're the man over there. Run the ones and twos. It's Matt Misler. We call him the Miz here. You can hear him on different stations and the Cumulus brand. He's on W4 a lot. He also runs our promotions staff. He is the leader of the promotions. If you have an event and stuff like that, or if you ever go to any events by Cumulus, he's the man. He'll be there. If not, he's on the other side running the board. So, Matt, thank you all year long for running the ones and twos over here for the playground.
For sure.
Tony O, before we get into our last, 8 minutes of show, thank you very much for coming in. Wearing shorts the entire time, never changed. You changed, but never changed out of shorts all year long. Thank you for that. Corn Chowder, thanks a lot for coming in and not saying a word. You've done the best. You've done the best. And then also Jeff Childs, who's somewhere between Miami and here. Thank you very much, Jeff, for being a co-host, not the host most weeks. Let's take a caller. It might be our last caller. Bob and Ipsy, talk to me.
Yes, sir. I just had one observation and something that just, for me, summed up the evening.
Okay.
Every time I saw Jordan Lewis's face, he just showed no emotion at all. I've never seen him look like that.
So you're saying throughout the year, have you noticed any shows? What kind of emotion does he usually show?
I mean, he just looked drained.
Okay.
Like he didn't care. It just, that's the feeling I was getting. I mean, I don't know what the slipping was all about all the time, but to me, it looked like that long touchdown run or pass, it looked like he gave up.
I think he it looked like it. Yeah, I thought he fought back for it. I don't understand the slipping because they said there was no rain there. I know they announced it on broadcast here that there was a lot of slipping going on, not just by him but by other players. I don't know why. I don't know what that condition would be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice his face. I didn't notice that
I
he was
saw it. That's one thing that just stuck out of my mind every time I saw his face. It just really looked like there was no emotion, no, like he just didn't care. But this was funny to me. After the end of the game, I didn't want to watch it anymore. So I turned to Cops.
Okay.
The first segment I saw, literally, was a guy in a Harbaugh Colts jersey getting arrested.
What was he doing?
I don't know. I said, I can't. It's like, when you're watching movies and you're trying to get away from a situation, and every channel you turn to,
it's the same actor, the same thing.
Kind of what you're reminding me of. So I can't do this anymore.
All right. Did you turn off the TV afterwards?
Nah, I think we watch Arsenic and Old Lace with Cary Grant.
Okay. Okay. And no Harbaugh references in that, hopefully.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Bob.
We did hear earlier in the show with another caller mentioned the team speed, and then and you mentioned at the start of the top of the show we just kind of looked a step behind. I don't specifically recall seeing Lewis's emotions, but overall it did seem like we were kind of a step behind, just a little slower than Florida State, and
true.
Didn't have as much we didn't have that get up and go, that fire that we've seen in some of the other games.
Yeah, and I do think that, and I don't know how you can change that. If you can just have someone just get mad, start pushing people around, Kevin Green used to do. He used to headbutt people without a helmet on. He'd headbutt people with helmets on and do crazy stuff like that. Yeah, there was no guy that was just really hyping them up. It just seems like they were going through the actions, and Florida State was beating them on a lot of those actions. And they just kept going. And there's a few times where I noticed that it seemed like they were getting beat, the offensive line especially. And then I'd watch the next play or watch how they came back after giving up a sack or a tackle for loss. And are they mad at themselves? Are they trying to – I'm not saying you finger point, but at the same time, you got to kind of team up. You need to kind of say, all right, we'll get them, or I'll help you. Or and there's a couple times where it just seemed like they were just come back to the huddle and, all right, what's next? All right. And then they run back. It wasn't like there was. It's true. I think, Bob, you're right. I think Tonio's right. the emotion that we want to see as far as Michigan is this bad boys kind of thing. We want to see them get angry, especially when they give up big plays. Not against each other, but get angry that they gave up the big play. You know, get, you know, just show some maybe violent. And if hopefully that these guys, it seemed like everyone said it was a business trip. But I don't know what business it was. It wasn't football for some time for the first half. I believe they only gave up 28 points the whole ever first quarters, and they gave up 17 in this one. I don't know. It just, there's definitely work to do. Michigan's not perfect. No one's perfect. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Rick in Ann Arbor. Rick, talk to me.
Hi, good morning. Happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year.
You know, a quick observation. You know, you kind of really wondered if the fact that Michigan didn't get to go to the Final Four game, you know, the Final Four, you know, top-ranking bowl game, if that really had a play in this. Because, you know, watching the game last night, they just came out like they just, to me personally, I felt like they didn't really care and they didn't really want to be there. I mean, seeing Florida State on the sidelines, they were hyped, they were excited. And when you look at Michigan, it just looked like they just were playing with no emotion and no excitement. And it wasn't until the very end when they realized, oh, we're going to lose this game, that they all of a sudden, like, the spark came on and they picked it up and started to play. But for three quarters, it seemed like they just didn't want to be there. You know, they kind of had that full emotion, like, why are we here? We weren't supposed to be here. We didn't deserve this. We deserve better. I don't know. It's hard to say really what's going on. But, I mean, seeing the offensive, you know, the O-line so out of it that I was just like, I don't know, this wasn't the Michigan team that I saw all year long play.
Thank you, Rick, for the call. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, you could be right. Maybe they just didn't make the Final Four, but I guess from everything I've heard from practice that they were pumped. They were happy to be there. They wanted to hold that trophy up. They wanted to do it for the seniors especially, and at the end of it, I guess they were 1 point long, you know, and it's true. Yeah, throughout the game, I think we went through the roll of emotions that you did, and we were just kind of like, And then somehow we're like, hey, we're in this. Oh, we're winning this. Oh, wait, there's 2 minutes left. It's Michigan. Let's go. And then, nope. Time ran out.
It did seem like there were a lot of references on Twitter and a lot of other social media outlets that they left too much time on the clock.
Well, I think at that point, you can't worry about time. If you're Michigan, there is no thinking about leaving time on the clock or not for Florida State. You just got to try to score because that's how bad they were doing that game. There was none of that thought. If anyone thought that, you're wrong because it wasn't about thinking about, oh, we better score with 10 seconds to go. No, it's just score, baby, because you haven't been able to do it most of the game. Most of the time, you pull up and you're like, fourth down, I guess we're kicking it.
Well, I mean, on top of that, too, I mean, like you just said, even if you left 10 seconds on the clock, you take a look at what happened on the ensuing kickoff, 66 yards the other way, you almost went to the house. You almost had the Florida State kicker go all the way to the house, where you never know what could have happened. If they had scored with 3 seconds left and taken the lead with 3 seconds left, could have taken back to the house. We almost saw it happen. So I mean, with everyone saying, "Oh, it was too much time on the clock,"
I don't know. I never saw that. I don't think any. I don't know. Those people shouldn't. You shouldn't be following. You should unfollow those people, Miss.
You know what? You're right. I should stop.
Those are not. At that point, you just need to score, and I don't care how much time is. Michigan should have been doing that all game long. It's just score. And if there's any time, I don't think Coach Harbaugh, I don't think any of the coaches, any of the players thought, oh, we need to score with only as much time left. It's Michigan. You at that point, you just score because, hey, that's something you haven't been able to do that much in this game. But all right, well, that does it for us in 2016. Yes, we will be back in 2017. Tuesday, no Monday shows. Tuesday, Michigan Insider, 6 to 10, myself and Ira Weintraub, Jeff Childs and Michael Spath from 10 to 12, and then I'm back from 3 to 6 with Jamie Morris and Marcus Ray on the M Zone. This has been the Playground for Tony O, Miz, myself, Corn Chowder, and Jeff Childs. Everyone have a happy new year. We'll see you in 2017.